One of the topics I know you are very interested in, I believe, got some floor time today in terms of, in some terms anyway, Medicaid expansion.
Yes, it did. We are currently debating a bill to extend managed care for the existing Medicaid patients throughout the entire state instead of just what we call the I-70 corridor. During that conversation, an amendment was offered to expand Medicaid in accordance with the Affordable Care Act, and we're in the process of having that debate today. So still a very fluid subject, but at least we're having the conversation.
Does it surprise you that specifically is talked about this early in this debate?
It does. It does surprise me a little bit. We'll spend a lot of time on it. This is a conversation that needs to be had, and we need to get a lot of facts out. And there's a lot of misinformation about this, so we need to discuss the facts here and see how we want to proceed.
A little bit of history here. There was rather an interim committee last year that looked at Medicaid, and one of the points I think that was mentioned, or maybe even on the final report from that committee, was looking more at managed care than anything else. So I guess that's the root of what this particular bill and debate is at this point?
Well, that's correct. If you remember the interim committee, they wouldn't even talk about expansion until we transformed and reformed Medicaid. So the current bill about managed care was part of that reformation and transformation recommendations, and Senator Lovato actually took this as an opportunity to, well, now that we're talking about reformation and transformation, let's talk about expansion, and he offered an amendment. That's the discussion that we're having this afternoon and this evening.
Given all the talk about Medicaid, be it transformation, be it expansion, all aspects of it, are you surprised at, or at least hopeful that, again, with this amendment offered and this debate happening now, that maybe expansion may be a little more realistic than was thought maybe even yesterday?
You know, I'm optimistic. I've been optimistic from the beginning that we'll do it. I thought that the numbers were pretty compelling and it was an issue that it'd be hard to refuse. You know, I got to tell you, I was a little disheartened and second-guessed myself for being so optimistic. But now we're having the conversation. We'll see who's been converted and who's not. Some of the most conservative states now have agreed to expand Medicaid because the numbers really are compelling.
You yourself had said, even after the interim committee last year, that if we saw any action on this, it would probably come from the House. Is that still your opinion of this?
Well, yes. This is an election year. Filing doesn't close till the end of March. I would say some of these more conservative senators would be reluctant to take a vote until after filing closes. So come the end of March, we start to get bills over from the House. I think that's what we'll see.